The Only Stranger Is Me, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Drayunlan runs his eyes over the gorgeous sight before him. Shunwei strung up, entirely naked, with smoky black tentacles winding around his arms and legs, holding him up and spreading him out for everyone to see. Everyone being exactly Drayunlan and Yitzun, of course. Neither of them would ever let anyone else see Shunwei like this. Drayunlan grins at Yitzun and walks up to him, right where Shunwei can see them. Drayunlan's and Yitzun's relationship can be complicated, the push and pull between them sometimes still sharp enough to hurt. It's easier like this, Drayunlan thinks, when he can feel Shunwei's eyes on them. Both he and Yitzun know exactly how much Shunwei enjoys seeing them together, what it does to him to see the only two people he's ever loved enjoying each other. Yitzun's eyes are on Shunwei, and he seems reluctant to tear them away. Drayunlan can't exactly blame him. Yitzun's eyes are dark with lust when he meets Drayunlan's gaze, and Drayunlan knows that most of that is definitely not for him. Well, he can always do something about that. Drayunlan reaches out to touch Yitzun, his hand settling lightly against Yitzun's chest for a moment in a silent question. Yitzun grins sharply at him, and before Drayunlan quite realizes what's happening, a few of those smoky black tendrils have wrapped around him and are pulling him flush against Yitzun. Drayunlan recovers from the surprise soon enough, covering for his surprised inhale by pressing his mouth against Yitzun's in an open-mouthed kiss. Yitzun's hand grabs Drayunlan by the hair, pulling hard enough that Drayunlan feels the sting in his scalp as Yitzun tries to take control of the kiss. For a moment the clash of teeth and tongue is almost violent, and then Drayunlan yields, letting Yitzun take control. Yitzun's tongue pushes into Drayunlan's mouth and he yanks at Drayunlan's hair again, tilting Drayunlan's head back for more access. Drayunlan has no trouble yielding to Yitzun. Not here. Not now. Not when he knows how much Yitzun still needs to be in control. With a last bite to Drayunlan's lower lip, Yitzun pulls away from the kiss. Drayunlan draws in a few heaving breaths and turns his head to look at Shunwei, still strung up by those tentacles of Yitzun's. Shunwei's eyes are wide and his breaths short and quick as he stares at the two of them. If he wanted to, Drayunlan could reach out and brush his fingers over those parted lips. Drayunlan's eyes travel to Shunwei's hard cock, still entirely untouched. The tentacles are only holding Shunwei up, not doing anything. At least not yet. "You like that, don't you, Xiaowei?" Drayunlan asks, knowing full well what the answer is. Yitzun's fingers tug lightly on Drayunlan's hair. He's still pressed against Yitzun's sadly clothed body, and the evidence that they'd both definitely enjoyed that is rather obvious, both of their erections trapped between them. "Would you like more?" Drayunlan asks. He's still looking at Shunwei, the question mostly directed at him. One smoky tendril winds its way along Drayunlan's thigh and rubs against his erection. Well, he supposes that's Yitzun's answer, he thinks, as he breathes in sharply and turns his gaze back to Yitzun. He smiles and brushes a gentle kiss against Yitzun's cheek. He can feel Yitzun startle at the touch. Gentleness almost always takes Yitzun by surprise. He lets Drayunlan get away with it this time, the grip Yitzun still has on Drayunlan's hair gentling into something a lot closer to a caress. Shunwei whimpers quietly at the side, and Drayunlan smiles to himself. "Words, Xiaowei," Drayunlan reminds him, without looking at Shunwei. He nuzzles lightly at Yitzun's cheek, and then very lightly presses his lips against the corner of Yitzun's mouth. Shunwei whimpers again, and Drayunlan wonders if Yitzun would let him do this if it wasn't for the very obvious effect it's having on Shunwei. "Please, yes," Shunwei manages, his voice sounding rough. "And what would you like to see, Gerga?" Yitzun asks, probably wanting to take back some of the control in this situation. Jiayunlan nuzzles softly at Yetsun's cheek before looking at Shen Wei. Shen Wei is biting his lip, looking like he's struggling to get any words out. "You'll have to tell us what to do," Jiayunlan adds as a clarification, with a teasing little smile. For a moment, Jiayunlan can see the way Shen Wei strains against the tentacles holding him, almost like he thinks it might be easier to escape the situation than to use actual words. It's only a brief moment before Shen Wei relaxes in their grip again. There's a smear of blood on Shen Wei's lips where he's bitten himself too hard. "Xiao Wei," Jiayunlan says, his own voice hoarse, and tries to reach out to him. His arm is quickly trapped against Yetsun by one of the tentacles. "No," Yetsun says sharply. His voice gentles just slightly when he adds, "Not before Gerga tells us what he wants." The tentacle lets go as soon as Yetsun's point is made. Jiayunlan keeps his hands where they are, holding on to Yetsun. Shen Wei makes another inarticulate noise before finally speaking. His voice is quiet enough that Jiayunlan has to strain to hear him. "Jiayunlan, would you..." Shen Wei swallows, his voice growing even quieter. "Jiayunlan, will you touch Didi? But gently." There's a sharp intake of breath from Yetsun, and that's enough to tell Jiayunlan that he heard Shen Wei correctly. Jiayunlan closes his eyes for a moment. Now that the words are out, Jiayunlan isn't surprised at all that that's what Shen Wei would ask for. It's definitely not what either Jiayunlan or Yetsun were planning. Jiayunlan stays completely still, waiting for Yetsun to decide if he's up for this or not. Yetsun feels tense against Jiayunlan's body, and Jiayunlan has to resist the urge to do something, to say something, to try and reassure him. Yetsun nods a touch stiffly, not saying anything. Jiayunlan breathes out a small sigh. He's not quite sure himself if it's relief or not. He rubs his hand over Yetsun's back soothingly, the way he'd wanted to before. Yetsun stays pressed against him, his body rigid with tension. "Tell me when it's too much," Jiayunlan whispers to him. Yetsun scoffs and seemingly forces himself to relax. Jiayunlan keeps stroking his back calmly. He can feel Shen Wei's eyes on them as he presses a soft kiss to the side of Yetsun's jaw. Yetsun pulls in a shuddering breath, and Jiayunlan can hear how he's trying to stay calm. Jiayunlan pulls away just a bit and lifts a hand to Yetsun's face. Yetsun stares at him with a conflicted look in his eyes. Jiayunlan feathers his fingers along the side of Yetsun's face. "I want to touch you like this," Jiayunlan says softly, and then grins just a bit. "Sometimes," he adds. For a brief moment, Yetsun leans into the touch, his cheek pressing against Jiayunlan's palm. An irresistible sense of forwardness rolls through Jiayunlan, and he wants to... Yetsun pulls back, taking a quick step backwards and away from Jiayunlan. He's breathing in short, quick pulls of air, a slight but visible tremor running through him. All Jiayunlan can do is stay where he is and wait. "Didi," Shen Wei whispers, a painful little sound that makes Jiayunlan's heart ache. There's a thud, and Jiayunlan turns to look at Shen Wei crouched down on the floor, still entirely naked. There's no trace of the tentacles that had been holding him. As Jiayunlan watches, Shen Wei lifts his eyes to look at Yetsun. Jiayunlan can read the worry written all over Shen Wei's face, mixed with just a hint of guilt. Jiayunlan's heart twinges, and now he's feeling bad for both of the brothers. This really hadn't been the plan. The plan, as far as it had gone, had been to take care of Shen Wei, take his mind off all the stress he's been under lately. And now here they are, all of them standing apart from each other, not quite sure what to do. Shen Wei stands up slowly, and he hasn't quite straightened up all the way when Yetsun is just suddenly there. Jiaolan blinks at the sudden blur of movement. Yitzhun's hand is grabbing at Shunwei's hair, his other hand grasping at Shunwei's shoulder as he kisses Shunwei roughly. There's a startled noise from Shunwei before his hands come up to hold on to Yitzhun. Yitzhun's fingers are pressing into Shunwei's shoulder hard enough that Jiaolan can see his nails sink into Shunwei's pale flesh. Shunwei just leans into the kiss, letting Yitzhun take whatever he wants. Jiaolan automatically takes a small step toward them before he stops himself. He's caught somewhere between worry and, oh fuck, that's hot as hell. He's caught just watching the brothers kissing. Yitzhun's hands grasp at Shunwei, pressing bruises into Shunwei's skin, pulling at his hair. There's no mistaking the way Shunwei moans into the kiss. Jiaolan's fingers itch with a need to touch. Both of them, either of them. But he doesn't quite dare to interrupt. Yitzhun pulls away from the kiss, and for a moment Shunwei follows him like he doesn't quite want it to be over, before he seems to come to himself and lets Yitzhun go. There's a drop of blood at the corner of Shunwei's mouth, and his tongue darts out to gather it up, his eyes never leaving his brother. They're both breathing hard, and to be honest, Jiaolan's own breath has quickened just from watching that. He doesn't quite think before he takes a step forward, and Shunwei's eyes dart over to look at him. Shunwei smiles, just slightly, at him. His pupils are blown wide, but somehow the look he gives Jiaolan still manages to be fond. Jiaolan steps in close to Shunwei, his fingers brushing against Shunwei's bruised lips. His lips twitch in a small, gentle smile and he brushes a soft kiss against Shunwei's cheek. We can always do the tentacle thing another time, Jiaolan says lightly, and only then turns his head to look at Yitzhun, standing only a step away from them. Yitzhun looks tense still, but he's not shaking anymore, and his heavy breaths are probably because of the kiss and not something else. Shunwei hums in acquiescence, but Jiaolan can feel the way Shunwei's jaw twitches under his fingers. None of them is quite as relaxed as they're trying to appear. Didi? Shunwei asks softly. Yitzhun's eyes flare slightly, in surprise at being asked, Jiaolan suspects, before he manages to hide the reaction. Fine, Yitzhun says, like this doesn't really concern him at all. I suppose you want to go cuddle instead or something. Jiaolan makes very sure not to laugh, even though there's quite a bit of relief bubbling up inside him. And not a little amusement. Instead, he strokes Shunwei's cheek softly and says, we really should make it up to Xiaowei. For ruining his fun, Jiaolan grins at Shunwei and raises an eyebrow. Would cuddles be an adequate substitute, Xiaowei? Shunwei's eyes flick over to Yitzhun for a moment, and some of the tension bleeds away from him. Yes, I think I would like some cuddles, Shunwei says in a soft voice. Shunwei can feel both his Didi and Jiaolan watching him while he dresses in a comfortable set of pajamas. Jiaolan is sitting on the side of their bed, waiting, and Didi is standing close to the entrance of the bedroom. Didi doesn't look quite as tense anymore, but Shunwei knows that the closeness to the nearest exit is far from accidental. Shunwei pretends not to have noticed anything, as does Jiaolan. It's entirely ridiculous to think that someone as observant as Jiaolan wouldn't have seen the same thing that Shunwei has. Shunwei forces himself to put the pajamas on the way he always does, instead of rushing it like he wants to. It's true that Shunwei's agreement that he would like cuddles was mostly for his Didi's benefit. But that doesn't change the fact that Shunwei himself really wouldn't mind the reassurance of the two people he loves holding him, pressed against him. For a second, Shunwei's hand trembles against the buttons of his pajamas, and he stops for a moment, willing his hand to steady before anyone can see anything. When he's done, he glances over at Didi, smiling a bit at him. Didi hasn't moved, still standing there looking unaffected, ready to leave as soon as one of them makes a wrong move. Shun Wei wishes this was easier for his Didi, that he could simply ask for what he wants, that the Didi could simply want what he wants. Trying not to let his thoughts be seen on his face, Shun Wei turns toward the bed and Zha Yunlan. He walks over to the bed and it's easy to sit down on the bed next to Zha Yunlan. Zha Yunlan touches Shun Wei's thigh, his hand warm and steady. Shun Wei breathes out, and most of the tension in his body seems to flow out with his breath. They lie down on the bed together with easy familiarity, Zha Yunlan's arms wrapping around Shun Wei. It takes a few heartbeats before Didi makes any move. Then he walks over to the bed casually, like he might just happen to be going that way. He slides into bed on the other side of Shun Wei. Zha Yunlan brushes a kiss to Shun Wei's cheek and smiles at him, and Shun Wei feels a soft, warm tug at his heart. There aren't words to describe the love he feels for Zha Yunlan at that moment, that he always feels for Zha Yunlan. Shun Wei turns around, easily fitting himself into his Didi's embrace, slipping his own arms around his Didi to hold him close, settling his head against Didi's chest. He listens to the slightly faster than normal beating of his Didi's heart. Zha Yunlan trails a hand over Shun Wei's side. Carefully, slowly, he settles himself against Shun Wei's back, his arms coming to hold Shun Wei. Shun Wei knows that Zha Yunlan is giving Didi the time to back away if he needs to, or to move so that he doesn't need to touch Zha Yunlan. But this time, Didi's hand stays where it is on Shun Wei's hip, as Zha Yunlan's hand settles right next to it. With both of them holding on to Shun Wei, even the last remnants of Shun Wei's earlier anxiety falls away. Ever so slowly, his Didi's heartbeat steadies into its normal, calm rhythm. Part of Shun Wei regrets that things had clearly not gone to Zha Yunlan's or his Didi's plans. No doubt it would have been enjoyable. But this is all Shun Wei really wants, his lover and his brother here with him, safe and content. "Thank you," Shun Wei whispers at both of them. Zha Yunlan huffs a soft laugh. "Any time." Didi strokes Shun Wei's hair gently, and Shun Wei closes his eyes and lets himself enjoy the moment, the safety of the people he loves holding him. All of them safe and well. The end.